desire your prayers tonight. If we have a burden, it's going to take the Lord to deliver it. Let's open in Matthew, the 7th chapter, please. Again, we have an interest in your prayers. Desire your prayers, however you want to say it. My throat's giving me quite a bit of trouble lately. So it needs the Lord's help tonight. 13th verse, two very familiar scriptures here. It says, "Enter ye in at the strait gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." Are you going the wrong way tonight? When you start out on a trip, and you're going different places, it's wise to sit down and chart your trip. Figure the best way. Anymore, I know you can pull your phone out. If you have a smartphone, you've got the map on there, and that'll tell you this way, or that way. And you can do that. And a lot of times you can go into a city. If you go to California, you can go all kind of ways to California. You don't have to just go I-40 and go west. If you go to South Carolina, the same way. There's several ways you can go to South Carolina. But in some cases, when you're going into a place, there's one way to get there. Only one way. So you can't go a multiple of ways. You got one way you can go. There was a family here today. At the end of the road is their home. You climb and climb and climb. When you get to the end of the road is the Mitchell house. One way. Several years ago, back starting 1968 through the year of 1976, I had the privilege of working in a service station. And we had people, we was on an interstate station, and we had a lot of people come in as a group, so to speak, and ask us directions. Now, in this, I'd lived in Oklahoma City all my life. I thought I knew how to get around Oklahoma City fairly well, especially when I used a city map. And they would come in and they would ask us, "How do you get here? How do you get there? How do you do this? How do you do that?" Well, we as a group would tell them. And then you have them look at you and go, "Why can't you go this way?" They'd never been to Oklahoma City. "Why can't you go this way? Why can't you go that way?" Well, that can be a little frustrating if you're real busy and you're trying to tell them how to go and you think you know how they ought to go and they don't think they ought to go that way. Folks, there's one way to heaven tonight, and Jesus knows how to get there. Are we frustrating him? Are we telling him, "I want to go this way, I want to go that way"? There's only one way. We can't just go anyway. It's not like going to California or to South Carolina or to Oklahoma City. You can go all kind of ways from here to go to Oklahoma City. But the bottom line is there's one way. There's two ways into eternity, but there's one way to heaven. And tonight, are you going that way? Are you going the wrong way? Are you going the way that leads the broad way? Are you going the way that is going to cause you much suffering and pain and anguish down through life? Are you going the right way? And it says here, "Enter ye at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, because strait is the gate." It's a difficult, it's not easy, but the bottom line is you can do it tonight. Even if it is a little bit hard, he said, "My grace is sufficient. He will help you if you're willing." He said, "I am the door, praise God. And by me, if any man shall enter in, shall go in and out and find pasture." He'll be blessed if he goes through that door. He'll be blessed. He'll be encouraged. He'll be uplifted. He'll be fed. He will be everything that he needs if he'll walk through that door. "I am the door tonight," he says. And so he says here, "Narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." Tonight, are you going to go the right way? Are you going to go the wrong way? Let's go to Isaiah, the 30th chapter, please. 30th chapter of Isaiah, about the 21st verse. It said, "And thine eyes shall hear a word behind thee, saying, This is the way, walk ye in it, when you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left." Tonight, the Lord is in the business of getting everybody to heaven. He died that you might go. He knows the right way. And he's working and desiring and leading and guiding and talking. But are we listening? Are we listening tonight? The most of the United States, the most of the world is not listening to what Jesus said. This is the way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. He wants you and I tonight to do the right thing. But most of the people are going down the wrong way. They're going the way that they want to go. The same right way that we're going to get into here in a little bit. They're wanting to go. And there's a voice behind them saying, "This is the way. Walk ye in it." Is he talking to you in this meeting? Is he working with you in this meeting? Is he called after you night after night, day after day? Listen, folks, God don't just shoot blanks. He brings out the truth. He's trying to get our attention. He's trying to wake us up. He's trying to do everything that needs to be done. But there's a lot of people here tonight that's not listening to him. They're not listening around the world. He's working day and night trying to get their attention, and they're not listening. He said, "This is the way." When people want to turn to the right, when they want to turn to the left, listen, folks, tonight, there's one straight way, and God wants you to get on that way, and he wants you to stay on that way. This is the way. Are you listening? Have you been listening? He's talking in the night. He's talking in the day. Are you listening to the Lord Jesus tonight? All right, let's go to Proverbs, the 14th chapter and the 12th verse. Well, if I'd get in the right book, I learned years ago it would read right. Psalms won't read like Proverbs. 14 and 12, "This is the way. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." Jeremiah 10 and 23, let's look at that. Tie that into it a little bit here. 10 and 23 of Jeremiah. "O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps." Life is big. Going to heaven is big. And tonight we need all the help we can get. We need God to get us there. We need God to work with us. We need to listen to what he says. It's not in man to direct his own step. We don't have the intellect. We don't have the wisdom. We don't have the everything, the understanding and the knowledge. We need God to give us. We need God to work with us. This is the way. Walk ye in it. I want to direct you, children. I want to guide you. I want to help you. Are we listening to that voice tonight? "But there is a way that seemeth right unto a man." There's a multitude of ways that the devil is working with tonight, trying to get man into the wrong angle and the wrong frame of mind. And tonight there's a multitude of people that is listening and thinking, "Well, this would be a right way, or this would be a good way. I want to do this. I want to do that." Listen, folks, the flesh wants to do its own thing. You and I need to do what the Lord said. This is the way. The right way. Jesus is saying, "Follow me. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden," said, "I'll give you rest." There is a way. There is a victory. There is a power. There is a salvation. There is everything we need tonight. But tonight, the multitude of the people is not following the right way. They're following the seem right way. They're following the way that seems right. Well, it seems right to have this attitude. It seems right that I drink a little bit here or smoke a little bit there. Why, it'll be all right. It won't bother me. But listen, folks, multitudes of bad sins started with one wrong little thing. And that got them interested. And the devil kept working with that. He's got a way too. And don't think the devil ain't talking tonight. He's been talking. He's talking before you were born. He'll be talking after you die unless the judgment come. And he's talking to people over and over. "Why don't we go this way?" he'll say. "Or why don't we go that way?" And the Lord standing behind you say, "Don't do that. Don't go that away. One woman was on a dance floor one night, had lived in sin for several years, and she was out there dancing on a dance floor, and the Lord said, what are you doing here? This is the way, child. Get off of this dance floor. Get into the place where you need to be. Listen, are you beginning to veer the wrong way? Are you going to the left? Are you not doing exactly what the Lord wants you to do? Listen, folks, tonight we need people that is willing to stand up and stand up for the truth and die for the truth and do what God would have them to be. The Lord's wanting you to get in the right way, the one way, the only way that God has for you and I to go. This is the way, or there is a way which seemeth right unto a man. Oh, tonight there is a lot of seem right ways, and those ways are leading a lot of people the wrong way. The wrong way. Are you allowing the devil to begin to inch you off the wrong way? Are you allowing him to work with your mind? Like I said, a little attitude, a little unforgiveness, that leads, all of these little things lead to bigger things if we don't get the victory. If we don't do what the Lord would have us to do, those little things get bigger and bigger and bigger, and the seem right way gets into the broad way. We'll lose out after a while. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. Listen, the devil wants everybody to go down the wrong way. He's been working with that away for years, and he's good at it. Cain and Abel, he got that all messed up and got a death involved. Oh, tonight, when Jonah was called, the devil got to working there, and Jonah went out and went the wrong way for a while. Listen, folks, tonight, he ended up at the bottom of the sea. He ended up in the belly of a whale. He ended up with the stuff wrapped around his neck. He ended up in a very bad place. Listen, folks, where are you headed tonight? Which way are you going? What are you involved in? Are you just tampering around the edges? And the devil said, come on, this is the right way to go. I want to lead you and guide you. I want to help you. You may not understand what he's saying, but he's slipping things under the table, and he's getting you to do things that he wants you to do. And consequently, when he gets through, it's a ways of death. It's a ways of destruction. Listen, folks, tonight, multitude of people are at the bottom of the barrel because of the seem right way. And the devil is wanting to get you there and keep you there. And tonight, the Lord's saying, this is the way. Walk ye in it. The Lord has worked for years to keep people from doing the wrong thing. When he knew, when he could see that maybe that person was beginning to look the wrong way. When David was on the roof, when David looked over and seen Bathsheba, he should have dropped his head and run back inside. No, he started a downward road and got him into big trouble. Tried to hide it. He did for a while. He covered it up pretty good. But God knows. God knows when you're beginning to veer just a little bit. He knows exactly what's in your heart, your mind, your attitude. He knows all about what you're doing. Where are you going tonight? Are you going the wrong way? You going the right way? Oh, tonight it's time to look at our way, folks. What are we doing tonight? What is the way that you and I are getting involved in? The Lord said, this is the way. And the devil said, now this seems like a good way to go right here. Every person comes to an age of accountability. It's like a why. And they come to that why. And the Lord said, this is the way. And the devil said, this is the seem right way. And the devil gets to working, and the Lord's working, and they're both battling in a person's mind, so to speak, in their heart, and calling and directing and so forth. And that person may stand there for a while, and they may look at it, and they may consider it. The devil took Jesus up, and he showed him all the kingdoms of the world, and said, if you fall down, I'll give you all this. Listen, folks, the devil's been showing people the kingdoms of the world for years, and he's still showing them, trying to get them to keep from going all the way, to try try to keep them from being sanctified and given all, because I can give you this, but the Lord can give you everything. Praise God. Brother James, he did not have a big mansion. He didn't have fancy cars, but he had Jesus. He had power with God, and that's what matters tonight. What are we doing? Which way are we going? We going the right way? We going the wrong way? Oh, tonight, it ain't the big mansions. It ain't the big money. Donald Trump's coming along, and he's saying, we're going to make America great again. There's only one person can make America great again, and he was been working way before Donald Trump was born, and his name is Jesus. He's the one that can make America great again. But the only way that that can happen is if the whole United States falls on her face, so to speak, and said, have mercy on me. I need you, Jesus. Have mercy. Listen, God took this nation, and he took it when they was willing to honor him and bless him and lift him up and exalt him and do the things that he wanted to do. That God of heaven took a United States of America and raised it to the heights of glory, so to speak. But listen tonight, because of all the sin and the wrong way that the United States is going, we're going to have to get down on our bellies, so to speak, and beg for mercy for God to make America great again. It's going to take a real repentance. It's going to have to be like Nineveh. A lot of people want to say that we can be great again. God bless America. The Lord needs to bless America. The people needs to bless the Lord by humbling, by repenting, by confessing and forsaking, by willing to give up the sins, by willing to be delivered of spirits that is working in America by the multitude. Listen, those people, this transgender thing, all this homosexuality, all these things, it's nothing but lustful, wrong spirits, folks. And the spirits are preying on the multitude of the United States and around the world by the numbers. And the only way out of that is a good deliverance by the power of God. This is the way which seemeth right. Are you looking at that way tonight and said, I think that's the way I want to go. I think that's the way that'd be the best way. But let's look a little deeper. But the end thereof are the ways of death. It caused David great pain. It caused Jonah to the bottom of the deal. Jonah had to get out of there by saying, hadn't looked at that in a while, but bring up the point that he had to run for his life. He had to confess that the Lord Jesus is the one, I can't find it tonight, but anyway, here it is. He says here, I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. The earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet thou hast brought up my life from corruption, O Lord God. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord. And my prayer came unto thee, into thine holy temple. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. He had to come to the place where he admitted he was wrong. He had to come to the place of repentance and saying, salvation is of God. Listen, I should have went to Nineveh and should have preached and done. Listen, there's a lot of people that's been called. There's a lot of people that God's working with, and they want to go the easy way, and they don't want to do what God wants them to do. They need to run to God. Are you on the same right way? Are you on this is the way, walking in it? Let's go to Job 22 and 15. Job 22 and 15, please. Hast thou marked the old way, which wicked men have trodden, which were cut down out of time, whose foundation was overflown with a flood? Which said unto God, depart from us, and what can the Almighty do for them? I don't tie that back in. This is talking about the sixth chapter of Genesis. And in the third verse, it said, the Lord said, my spirit shall always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days should be 120 years. Said in the fifth verse, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that the imaginations of the thought of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man, beast, creeping thing, the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Now, I don't know that the United States is as bad as that time, but I don't think we're too far off. There's a lot of people out there that's got a wicked mind and heart. And he says here, and back in Job, he says, hast thou marked the old way which wicked men have trodden? Lord, help us to open our eyes tonight. There's too many people that are, seem like blinded to what the outcome is. You can come to a funeral like we had today, and it's blessed. But folks, not everybody dies like Brother James. There's a lot of wicked people out there that are dying by the thousand per hour and going out into eternity that are going the wrong way. Look at their lives. Look at the end of them. Look at what happens to them, folks. Listen, young people, look at what's going on around you. Don't let the devil cloud your mind or blur your eyesight where you can't see that these people have gone that away and it's not gone well with them. The drugs, the drinking, the smoking, all the things that are doing, the gambling. Gambling is destroying America along with other things. These things are things, and some people say, well, I can do that. I can touch that. I can play with that. But listen, folks, today, you can touch those things, but those things can get you into great trouble in the same right way, bless your heart. Have you marked it? You're looking at it tonight? Look at what happens. Look at those people that have drank. Started out with a beer one night. And now then they're an alcoholic. They write into the paper, into Abby and Ann all the time. And my husband drinks a lot, or my wife drinks a lot, or whatever. And I'm having these difficulties and so forth. Listen, folks, there's a lot of people that are crying bitter tears tonight because their companion is not doing what they ought to do. They're on the same right way. Well, it seemed right that I could drink a little beer one night. It seemed right that I could smoke. And now then the house is filled with smoke-smelling things over and over. Or it seemed all right to have a little marijuana that night. It seems right that Colorado can pass the laws that they passed and do the things that they do. But listen, folks, this is all down the seam right way. That's destroying America and destroying souls night after night and day after day. Have thou marked? Have you looked? Have you considered? Have you waited out? Look at them, folks, tonight. I beg you to look, to consider, to weigh what's going on tonight. Don't keep passing it by and saying, well, that's all right. That's them. That'll never be me. Listen, folks, the devil's not dead tonight. He's been working a long time, and he's a smart creature in a lot of ways, and he wants to get you tonight. Mark that way. Look at that way, which were cut down out of time. There's been a lot of people that were cut down because of sin. There'd been a lot of people that were out drinking and playing and doing things and was in car wrecks or got gunned down. One woman down in Florida, they had rescued her and worked with her and so forth. She was a prostitute and she got saved and was living for the Lord. Well, she decided to go back into what she was doing. She walked out of a building one day and there was a person over here with a gun and a person over here with a gun and they fired and she walked right between them and killed her just like that. Stepped out into eternity. Oh, tonight, cut out of time. Have you ever known young people, folks, that were killed in their prime? You say, well, the graves have got a lot of old people in them. Yeah, but they got some middle-aged people, and they got some young people, and they got some babies, too. And there's been a lot of young people that's been taken out by the wrong way that they were going. By the wrong way, by the wrong sin. were cut down out of time, whose foundation was overflown with a flood. And in the 21st chapter of the good book of Job, and about the 14th verse here, it said, "Therefore they say unto God, depart from us, for we desire not the knowledge of thy ways. Which is the Almighty that we should serve him? What is the Almighty that we should serve him? And what profit should we have if we pray unto him? Lo, their good is not in their hand. The counsel of the wicked is far from me. How oft is the candle of the wicked put out? How oft cometh their destruction upon them? God distributeth sorrows in his anger. They are stubble before the wind as chaff that the storm carrieth away. God layeth up his iniquity for his children. He rewardeth him, and he shall know it." Oh, tonight, mark them. Look at them. Consider them. I plead with you, it's time to reckon with what's going on around you. Those people that have done the things that they shouldn't have done, you know they shouldn't be doing it. They might have known at one time. They were all involved in maybe doing things, and everything was going good for a little while. Listen, there's been a lot of people that started down that seam right way, and it looked pretty good for a little bit. Maybe they began to get prosperous. Maybe they began to have the big houses and so forth. But folks, at the end of the way is the end of death. The end with destruction. The end with hell fire. The seam right way. Are you going the wrong way tonight? Oh, tonight, mark it. Look at it. Consider it. I'm pleading with you tonight. It's time to open your eyes. It's time to wake up. It's time to say, listen, I think the thing to do is go the right way. The Lord is speaking to me. The Lord is trying to help me to see. Romans, the 3rd chapter. The 9th verse. What then? Are we better than they? No, in no wise. We have before proved both Jews and Gentiles that they're all under sin. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God. Now then, listen to this. They're all gone out of the way. They're together begun unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Their throat is an open sepulcher. With their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asp is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace have they not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Oh, tonight, Colossians, the 3rd chapter, 25th verse. It said, "But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons." He that doeth wrong. Some people believe that they can do wrong and get by, can they? No. Sin is sin. And God's going to punish sin. You cannot do wrong and get by. There is no way. He's a holy God. He's a righteous God. He's a God that is sitting in heaven, and you and I are going to meet him at the end of every man's life as God. You're going to deal with him. You're going to work with him and confess to him. You're going to stand before a holy God one of these days. You can't do wrong and get by, folks. If you're going the wrong way, it's going to be a very apparent on that day that you've gone the wrong way. When he says, "Depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels," you will know you went the wrong way. Oh, tonight, our United States, people around us, said whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness, feet are swift to shed blood. I've never seen a time like we've got today. There is murdering spirits everywhere. They seem to joy in killing people. They seem to joy in doing the things that they're doing. They have no remorse. They have no pain. They have no anguish, looks like. They kill people at the drop of the hat. Wives kill husbands. Children kill parents. It's been right here in the state of Oklahoma that children kill their parents just for their inheritance. No remorse. One man said here a while back in the paper, they looked at him, he was just no remorse at all for what he had done. Oh, tonight there's a seam right way, but the ends of thereof are death. Oh, tonight Jesus said, this is the way, walk ye in it. He's got the right way, but there's a lot of people going the wrong way. Are you going the wrong way tonight? He that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done. You will receive of the wrong. You will deal with that one day. There have been people that have covered up sin, that has pulled off some dastardly deeds and covered it up and looked like got by with it, but you will not get by on that day. You will. Every secret thing will be brought to light. Everything that you've ever done that is wrong will be opened up before your eyes, so to speak. It will be opened up. You won't cover it up to God. There have been a lot of people that thought they had everything just real hid. David thought it was well hid. God knew about it. You're going to know it too tonight. If you go the wrong way, you're going to know. You're going to meet. It said, he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done. You will receive. And it will not be a pat on the back. Amen. It will not be a place in heaven. The way of peace they have not known. Destruction and misery are in their way. They're swift to shed blood. There's no fear of God before their eyes. The problem with America in one angle is they have lost the fear of God. Do you have the fear of God? You know what the fear of God does? It helps you to keep from doing wrong. It helps you to want to do right. It helps you to want to go on the right way. When he begins to talk, you listen. When he begins to work, you move. When he begins to work, listen, when he come and dealt with Paul. Paul, or Saul, was not a good man at that point. But God come along and Paul and Saul begin to humble. Saul begin to get down. Saul begin to say, Lord, what would you have me do? Where do you want me to go, so to speak? He surrendered. He run. He give up. He done what he need to do. But there's a lot of people tonight that don't want to do that. You need to do like Saul did. Let's go to Deuteronomy 28 chapter. Deuteronomy 28 chapter. Understand that Brother Stan Dixon had a saying, been told. He said, no means no. Now, there's one time I tried to change his mind on something, and he stood just as out as he could. He let me know. Now, he didn't tell me this in word, but he meant it evidently. He said, no, me, no, you can't do it. You cannot do it. It wasn't something I was trying to do wrong. I want to clarify that. I was wanting to do something with him. And he said, no. Let's look at it tonight, folks. When God said something's wrong, it's wrong. There ain't no getting around it. It's wrong. God knows the difference between right and wrong. He knows what is sin. There's no white lies, so to speak. There's no little sins. There's no little wrong, so to speak, that you can get by with. He knows exactly where you and I are at tonight. He knows what's in our hearts. He knows what's in our mind. He knows what we're doing. He knows what we're thinking. I wonder if they think, well, I'm going to climb under this pew and he don't know anything. We can run here. We can hide here. We can push him off here. We can do everything we want to do here. And he may allow us to do it. He may deal with us and call after. But the bottom line was, we're going to step out into eternity and we're going to deal with God. And he'll have the last say. Eternity belongs to him. When he says wrong is wrong, it's wrong. Is it wrong? What are you doing tonight? Has he labeled it? Has he said, don't do that? But you keep doing it? Is he calling after you, saying, this is the way, walk you in it, trying to get you to turn, trying to get you to consider, trying to get you to weigh out? It's time to change. It's time to do what needs to be done. Listen, folks, people have gone down a way, and sometimes they're good moral people. Sometimes maybe they're not bad sinners, but the bottom line is they have not repented, they have not confessed, they've not forsaken, and they don't have Jesus. So consequently, when they get to the end of life, it's going to be wrong. They're going to see all of the wrong. Rebecca had an uncle. I never knew him. His name was Uncle Andrew. He lived in Myrtle, Missouri. He was married to Rebecca's aunt, Dad's sister. He was a good man, folks. That's what I've been told. She was a wonderful saint. He lived a good moral life. They were married many, many years. And I was thinking about it and considering it here. This has been some time back. I was thinking, and it hit me one day that the last sin he committed was the sin of rejection. You know what that'll get to you? The sin of rejection. Jesus, no doubt, it said, the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men. Jesus deals with every person at least one time, and no doubt he deals with them many times down through life. He no doubt dealt with Uncle Andrew. Uncle Andrew, I was told, would look down toward the chapel and say, I'm just as good as any of those people down there. But listen, folks, when he got to the end of the way, he committed one more sin, the sin of rejection. And what happened when he stepped out on the other side? He got rejected. If he was lost, he got rejected. Listen, folks, today we can reject Jesus all we want to, on any line we want to, and stand up against him any way we want to. But he will have the last say, and he will say, it's wrong what you've done. Listen, folks, judges are serious. Sister Connie said, it's serious to stand before a judge. Listen, this is the great I Am. He's the great judge of all time. And I'm going to tell you, we're going to bow and confess when we get before this judge. And we will know. We will know that we're wrong. There'll be no ifs, ands, buts in our mind. If we end up in a devil's hell, we're going to know, because Jesus is going to say, you've done wrong, folks, and you're going to hell for it. You're in sin. You didn't receive me. You rejected me. You turned me down. You run from me. I tried to help you. You remember that night at that service that I called after you? I pleaded with you. I begged you to come to the altar. I said, give me your heart. I said, I want to save you and bless you and help you. And you kept turning me down that night, and you walked out of that chapel and went your way. Listen, folks, we do that. That's rejection. And we will be rejected at the throne of God. And we'll be lost. Uncle Andrew was a great man. But great men die lost because they rejected the one that can save them. A man can go after a woman. He can approach her and talk to her and try to woo her and win her. But if she rejects him, he can't go any further. She has control. You have control of your own destiny tonight. In a sense of the word, you can say no. You can fold your arms, so to speak, and you can be stone-faced and say, I will not do, Jesus, what you want me to do. And he'll give you your own way. But when you step out into eternity, you'll find out that was a wrong move. You'll find out that was a wrong thought. You'll find out that was a wrong attitude. We will deal with our wrongs one day. You can't do wrong and get by. You can't commit sin and get by. You'll go to a devil's hell because of those kind of things tonight. Oh, Lord, help us. You can't do wrong and get by. Deuteronomy 28 and 65. Deuteronomy 28 and 65. All right, what this is dealing with in the context of this is God is bringing a lot of things out on back from, I don't know, about the 45th verse maybe, and bringing it on down. And I believe this is the place where one of the commentators make the statement that the Jews was a people that God, I don't know exactly totally how he said it, but he chose them. He had mercy on them. He called them. He worked with them for years. But yet they kept doing things that kept getting them into trouble. And he'd have to keep dealing with that. They had the idol worship. He would punish them. They would come back. He would bring them back into favor. This happened different times down through the years. But folks, when it got down to the time that Jesus came, this was his own people. The Jews were the ones that were called. They should have recognized him. They should have honored him, worshipped him, fallen at his feet, and said, Lord, I want to be your child. But no, they rejected him. And that there was just a little bit too much. All they had done down through the years didn't even get close to what the rejection of Jesus Christ meant. They rejected Jesus. And the destruction of Jerusalem was the worst, most horrible thing that has ever happened basically to mankind. They were eating their own selves to try to live. They were so encompassed round about that they couldn't get out. The Roman army, I believe it was, destroyed them totally, except those that was able to escape. And he said here, and among these nations shalt thou find no ease. 65th verse. Neither shall the sole of thy foot have rest, but the Lord shall give thee there a trembling heart and failing of eyes and sorrow of mind. Thy life shall hang in doubt before thee. And thou shalt fear day and night, and thou shalt have none assurance of thy life. In the morning thou shalt say, would God it were even. And at even thou shalt say, would God it were morning. For the fear of thine heart wherewith thou shalt fear, and for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see. There has been many a person that got down to the end of life, and they began to deal with life. There was a man by the name of Commodore Vanderbilt. That time he was one of the richest men in the whole world. He got down sick, looked like he was going to die. So he went to one of his little ladies that worked for him. And he asked her, he said, the Bible says something about, can a rich man get into heaven? Now this was the Commodore. This was a man that had power and authority and lots of money. This was a man that done what he wanted to do. And he began to think about eternity. He's beginning to consider the end of life. Listen, folks, money won't buy you heaven. You can be ever so rich and you'll not get into heaven. By your riches anyway. I'm not saying you can't go to heaven, but by your riches, you can't buy your way in. He began to think about it. He began to sit, consider it. He began to weigh it out. Thy life shall hang in doubt before thee. Thou shalt fear day and night. Thou shalt have none assurance of thy life. It gets to a place where you don't know whether you're going to live or die. There have been a lot of people that's hanged in the balance for hours and maybe days. And they were fearful. They begin to examine. They begin to consider. They begin to weigh. I'm about to die. I'm about to go out into eternity. You begin to think about that. And yet you rejected Jesus for years and years and years. You turned him down. You wouldn't have nothing. What about the little girl in the track that went to the tent meeting or the arbor meeting and she was crying and she wanted to go to the altar that night. And her dad was a rich man and he was watching from the back. And she didn't go that night. And she went home and her father told her, said, you better not go to that altar. I'll wade through blood to get you out of there. She wouldn't go. She went the next night during an altar call. She was smiling instead of crying. That went on through the rest of the meeting. Her heart began to turn like stone. Got down after the meeting was over with, and she got real sick one day. She come home. After 2 or 3 days, if I remember right, they called for the doctor to come. The doctor came and examined her. And looked everything over and called the parents aside and said, I want you to know she won't be here very long. Her dad went in and said, pray. Her father went in and began to beg her. She said, Dad, I can't pray. Since that night that I turned, well, she went to her room. I didn't put this part in. She went to her room and she told the Lord, said, Lord, please don't deal with me anymore. Please don't work with me. Please don't call after me. Please don't say this is the way, so to speak. And said, since that night, Dad, my heart has been like stone. Pray. No, I can't pray, Dad. I can't pray. Then she said, Father, pull me up. My feet are on fire. Dad, pull me out of the fire. said, Dad, go down to the old well. Said at one point, said her father cried out so loud that you could have heard him about a half mile from the house. His daughter was dying. She had rejected God. She was going the wrong way. Her life was in doubt. She could not get to Jesus. She couldn't have anything. She was facing eternity, folks, without God, without Christ, the one that died to give you a stepping way and right on into glory. He went to the old moss well to get the drink, and she died before he got back. Pull my feet out of the fire, Dad. Pull my feet out of the fire. Her life. In the morning, thou shalt say, would God it were even. And at even, thou shalt say, would God it were morning. For the fear of thine heart, wherewith thou shalt fear, for the sight of thine eyes, which thou shalt see. Oh, today we're going to come to a time, folks. We can be ever so big, but God can bring us to a time when we're looking, we're considering, and we're weighing, and we found out we have done the wrong thing. Have you done the wrong thing? Have you turned Jesus down? Are you going on the wrong way or beginning to look at the seam right way and say, I want to go that way. That's exactly the way I want to go. Oh, tonight we need to turn. We need to listen to the little voice that's saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. This is the way, child, I want to bless you. I want to help you. I want to work with you. And there's people tonight that's not doing that. They're going the wrong way. All right, let's go to Jeremiah 6 and 16. Let's wrap this up. Jeremiah 6 and 16. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? Walk therein. You shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. In John 14 and 4, very familiar scripture. Whether I go, well, Jesus is talking here in the first verse. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me and my Father's house and so forth. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again, receive you into myself, and where I am, there you may be also. And whether I go, you know, and the way you know. And Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. And how can we know the way? And Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, amen, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And if you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth you know him and have seen him. And Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. He said, I am. When Moses was being called and worked with, what I tell him, Lord, what I tell him, he said, tell him that I am, that I am. I am. What did Jesus say? I am. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. That little voice behind you saying, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. I'm eternal life. I'm the way to heaven. I'm the way to peace, to joy. I'm the way to power, to glory. I'm the way of everything that you need tonight. I am the way. And he said, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths. Listen, folks, there's still the old paths. There's still the paths of righteousness. There's still the paths of glory. There's still the blessings of God. There's still a God answering prayer, healing bodies, delivering souls, doing things that need to be done. There is still a great I am that's working for his people tonight around the world. You need to look at that. You looked at the one side that I laid out there for you, or tried to anyway. I want you to look at this now. Look at the old paths. Look at what God has blessed. Look at the life of Brother James. Look at Brother Salmon, Brother Pruitt, all these old timers, Brother Murphy. Look at the lives they had, the blessings they had. Look at the end they have of glory, praise God. It's time to look at the good way tonight, the right way, the blessed way, the glorious way. Listen, folks, there's still a glory way to go tonight. Are you willing to look at that? You can look at the ways of death. You can look at the ways of glory. What is the best? and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way, and walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. There is a rest tonight that you can have. But it comes by the way, the truth, and the life. What are you wanting tonight? Jesus is saying, this is the way. Walk in it. Are we listening? Are we considering? Are we weighing? Look at the old paths. Look at the ways that God has blessed down through the years. Examine it. Put it on a scale, so to speak. Look at it and see how it weighs out and how it turns out. And ask for the old paths. The right way. The glorious way. Let's stand. Let's have a number. Appreciate your time, your attention. Pray for me. I want to make heaven my home.